out there in the cold, getting lonely, getting old, can you feel me? Hey you, standing in the aisles with itchy feet and fainting smiles, can you feel me? Hey you, don't help them to bury the lie. A fight.
WPFP, translator W276DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Russia's prison agency releasing a statement saying that longtime Vladimir Putin critic Alexei Navalny has died at the penal colony near the Arctic Circle where he was being held. ABC's Maggie Rooley has more from the foreign desk.
Alexei Navalny has been one of the most prominent critics of Russia, one of the most prominent critics of Russian President Vladimir Putin. And just this morning, the Russian prison system announced he died. They claim it happened during a morning walk when he lost consciousness. Authorities were unable to resuscitate him. Navalny was serving a 19-year jail term for offenses that are widely considered politically motivated.
A verdict expected today in Donald Trump's civil fraud trial in New York. He could be hit with millions of dollars in penalties and other sanctions. The judge already ruling that Trump vastly inflated his wealth and financial documents to obtain better deals and loans. An FBI informant who brought up allegations that Ukrainian energy company Burisma paid Hunter and Joe Biden millions has been indicted for making false statements. This is ABC News. The Israeli military continuing a raid at a hospital in southern Gaza.
Less than a day after the Israeli army raided Gaza's Nasser hospital, doctors say four patients have died when a power outage cut off their ventilators. At least some parts of the multi-building hospital complex now without electricity and water. The IDF says it sent special ops into the complex to search for some of the 32 bodies of Israeli hostages based on, quote, credible intel, and to arrest Hamas operatives firing from inside the hospital. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
In Greece, activists cheering following the country's legalization of same-sex marriage. Couples will now also be able to adopt children. LGBTQ advocates spending years campaigning for the landmark ruling. Back in the U.S., another winter storm is swinging through the south and east, expected to bring snow from Missouri through New Jersey tonight and tomorrow, Indianapolis, D.C., and Philly all in its path. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin lost 10% of its farms and almost one-third of its milk and cheese processing plants in the last 5 years. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says there are only about 6,200 farms milking cows in America's dairyland. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says it's a wake-up call. The worker shortage is affecting all aspects of life, including the mail. Low staffing is linked to delays in rural postal service. Bryce Shanklin is a mail carrier who says more people should consider working at the post office.
I'd never have to worry about being laid off. The other benefit is all the federal holidays, ones like President's Day. Most people don't get that off. And then I haven't seen better health insurance than what I have.
Shanklin admits the labor shortage makes it hard to split overloaded routes, which leads to slower service. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
The Bucks lose in Memphis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Grizzlies sent the Bucks into the All-Star break with a 113-110 loss in Memphis. Giannis had 35 points, 12 assists, his 43rd double-double of the season. The Grizzlies have been plagued with injuries. 18 different starters this year, the most in the NBA. How did the Bucks perform? Doc Rivers.
I thought we were bad until we needed to be. We gifted like five threes in a row where we were standing. But listen, that was the least of our problems.
College hoops, number 4th ranked Marquette. On the road tomorrow against the UConn Huskies, the number one ranked team in the nation. The Badgers will try and snap a four-game losing streak when they play the Hawkeyes in Iowa. In women's basketball, Iowa's Caitlin Clark scored 49 points in a 106-89 win over Michigan. Clark now the most points ever scored in a woman's college career, 3,569, surpassing Kelsey Plum. Caitlin Clark receiving congratulations from Billie Jean King, Tom Brady, and Peyton Manning. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
What we want. shot, or one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted. One moment that you capture, or just let it slip.
Yo.
His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out.
Of Americans prefer snacking over full meals. Oh, Jack FM just noticed it's snack time.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief. America's number one tax relief firm. Optimus Tax Professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Wisconsin voters, listen up for important information about a recent decision from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The court has ruled that Wisconsin's current state legislative maps are unconstitutional. While Wisconsin is closely divided between Democrats, Republicans, and Independents, these Republican-drawn maps have allowed them to keep big majorities in the state legislature, even when more people voted for the other party. Republicans have used these rigged maps to stay in power and serve their special interest friends while being unaccountable to Wisconsin voters, undermining progress on important issues that Wisconsin really cares about, like rising costs, gun violence, and abortion access. Now, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has ordered that new maps be drawn to protect our freedoms and make sure our voices are heard. Visit abetterwisconsin.org/fairmaps to tell the Wisconsin Supreme Court, thank you for standing up for fair maps. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters.
A few scattered snow showers early on today, otherwise becoming mostly sunny by early to mid-afternoon. Our high today, 18, the wind northwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, 6 above for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 29 by Sunday. Sunshine with a high of 33. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 2 below 0.
This bunch of songs in a row on Jack FM is a 3-star Uber rating.
cigarette break. It's like 10,000 spoons when all you need is a knife. It's meeting the man of my dreams and then meeting his beautiful wife. And isn't it ironic? Don't you think? A little too ironic. And yeah, I really do think.
The future of banking.
Took the midnight train going anywhere.
103.1 Jack FM.
She was sucked down, was Jack, have you been in my laundry basket?
Jack FM can just do this.
Progressive presents Flo and Jamie announcing a monster truck rally.
And here comes the obliterator.
Whoa, and he's up on two wheels. That can't be safe.
Oh, I don't recommend flipping your car backwards.
Did he even check his blind spot?
And the car's on fire.
I definitely don't recommend that.
This is one of my recurring nightmares.
Progressive is all about keeping it safe, so bundle your home and auto for 24/7 protection. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Coverage not provided for monster trucks. Not available in all states.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com.
988 Wisconsin Lifeline. How can I help you?
Cheer hope. Find purpose when you become a 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselor. The 988 Wisconsin Lifeline provides free and confidential support to anyone experiencing a mental health or substance use crisis. Staffed by Family Services, 988 has experienced tremendous growth, and more statewide counselors are needed to answer calls, texts, and chats to the Lifeline. If you want to share hope and find purpose in your next job, apply now. You can work remotely from anywhere in Wisconsin. Training is provided and flexible hours are available. 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselors enjoy competitive compensation and benefits packages. Most importantly, you can share hope and find purpose when you become a 988 Wisconsin Lifeline counselor. Apply today at 988lifelinecounselor.org. Family Services is an equal opportunity employer.
Paid for by grants from SAMHSA and the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters.
A few scattered snow showers early on today, otherwise becoming mostly sunny by early to mid-afternoon. Our high today, 18, the wind northwest at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, 6 above for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 29 by Sunday. Sunshine with a high of 33. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 2 below zero.
103.1.
Hey, Jack.
Jack FM.
Wow, Jack.
I'm digging the music.
True that.
Digging the music.
True that.
About time.
True that.
The grown-up version of disobeying our parents.
I was talking with a friend of mine.
Voice 866-930-JACK.
Hey, Jack. I heard you had a little ditty with Diane.